Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning. Hi, Carrie.
Robbie.
Oh,
good morning.
It's such a glorious day here in Buffalo. My gosh, I have to tell you, today is going to be a great show. We have Dennis Galuzzo on, who's a pharmacist from Family Medical Pharmacy. He's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and everyone can call in with their questions or comments on supplementation, particularly calcium and vitamin D and that kind of thing. We're going to be talking about that. And also, you know, I wanted to mention the Ride for Roswell is going on right now. And I, Carrie, last night I went to the opening ceremonies. It was the first ever opening ceremonies for the event. And there were thousands of people there. And I cried through the whole thing. It was so moving, not just because it's such a great cause and because my husband, Jeff, and my daughter, Chanel, are riding in memory of my sister, Arlene, who I lost to breast cancer. That, along with the fact that it was just an amazing ceremony.
Well, didn't he share his testimony about, you know, his wife and how he went from being a little egocentric and all about himself to finding the Lord? And he shared that whole thing. Right?
Yeah, you're talking about Chris Spielman. Yes.
Right.
He was a former Buffalo Bill linebacker who was all about himself. And he gave this testimony on how, you know, when he found out that his wife had breast cancer, he just, you know, gave her the rules for the game, basically, and said, you know, listen, we're going to fight it. You're going to do this, this, this. I'm going to be here and you're going to be doing that and da, da, da. And I'm going to go back to football and do what I got to do. And, you know, God kept speaking to him. He was telling this testimony in front of thousands of people at the University of Buffalo, and there wasn't a dry eye in the place. And he was just talking about how God kept saying, you know, you have a greater purpose in your life. And, you know, right when he was in the middle of the field at one football game and getting ready to do the coin toss, you know, God was speaking to him. He didn't realize it. And when he finally did realize it, he quit. He quit football and dedicated his life to raising his kids and helping his wife. And
wow.
And unfortunately, she passed away, but it was an amazing testimony. And so anyway, I'm just praying for all the riders today.
Well, your husband is riding how many miles?
104 miles. Like,
farther
from here to Rochester. I mean, like, Rochester is what? I don't know, 75 miles or something? He's going past that.
Michael's breaking a sweat.
Yeah, Michael's on board here going, oh, my gosh, yeah, my goodness gracious.
Well, but what can you recommend anything? I mean, are there any tips that you could? I know I saw you on Channel 7.
Yes.
You looked gorgeous and vibrant, and your hair looked fabulous. But you were giving some tips. So what can you give tips? Because I think they're ending now, right?
Yeah, some of them are ending. I think that Jeff's group is coming in shortly. But, you know, there's 30 miles, 20 miles. Yes, I was on Channel 7 yesterday, as I am on every Friday, with the Raw Truth Friday Fitness. And, boy, that was early, 6:30 in the morning with John DiGiulio. But, you know, I'll tell you. I did talk about, you know, safety on bikes and, you know, always wearing your helmet and that kind of thing. For those that are thinking of going for a bike ride, even today, if you're not doing the ride, you know, make sure that you're staying off the gravel, because Jeff just had a friend that, like, wiped out on gravel and it's in big trouble. But so make sure you wear that helmet. You can fix broken bones and things like that, but always make sure you wear your helmet. And, you know, stay hydrated. I mean, heat exhaustion and heat stroke, those are real. And you just got to make sure that you stay hydrated so you don't cramp up and get into an accident. And so, you know, definitely we need to have that, you know, front and center, along with God front and center, which is what this program is all about, the Raw Truth, helping you reach your health and fitness and wellness and nutrition goals. And, you know, Carrie, I always advocate that you get your supplements or you get your nutrients, I should say, from your food.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's impossible for us to get all of our nutrients from food, which is where supplementation comes in. And that's why I have Dennis Galuzzo on today, one of the co-owners, along with Mike Rossi from Family Medical Pharmacy, the pharmacy that treats you like family there. They're unbelievable. So anyway, I did also want to mention a couple things. When we come back from break, we'll have Dennis in, but I also want to mention Church on the Beach is coming up starting in July. And you, I know, are going to be singing at the beach again. What an awesome, awesome event this is going to be. And it runs from July 1st to what? August 26th. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be singing July 29th with Wes Arum.
Well, Wes Arum Jr. is going to be preaching, and myself, Brett Larson, and Thomas Hill. We're a little trio deal. Sometimes they pull us in there and do it. But anyway, it was such a blast last year, and families can come down. You spend the whole day on the beach. This is at Crystal Beach. And then I believe Brett Larson, our station manager here, he's going to be delivering a message on.
He is August 19th.
Yeah. Yeah, oh so it's gosh. Just it's a great way to get out, be outdoors, you know, with God and creation and the water. It's just beautiful. So if anyone's interested, I know you can get it right on WDCXFM.com under the event page. The schedule's there, yeah. And great, even Dr. Kevin Lehman is going to be speaking.
Oh my
Jill
gosh.
Kelly. Yeah. It's a great lineup.
Jill Kelly's July 22nd, Wes Arum July 29th, Brett Larson, August 19th. Zach Boron is going to be August 5th. All these testimonies. Kevin Lehman, August 26th. So we're going to be talking about that and promoting that. And so when we come back from break, we'll open the lines. 83-5000 will bring Dennis Galuzzo in. 1-800-684-2848. Everyone who calls in today, your name will go into a hat. And one lucky winner at the end of this month will be able to win a three-month membership for the Buffalo Athletic Club. And this is for first-time members only, must be 18 years or older, and must live in Niagara or Erie County. And so, you know, really, it's going to be a great show. Stay with us.
You have the ability to improve and change your life. So what's holding you back? You're probably focusing on your habits instead of your thoughts. Hi, I'm John Camerano, your Christian life coach. People are attempting to change their actions, yet wisdom tells us, be transformed by renewing your mind. Call me today at 716-406-2131 to learn how to biblically achieve life-changing results. The battle is in what you think more than what you do.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morrisel Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morrisel Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Navi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Navi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
We're back with The Raw Truth, and I'm so glad you joined us today in the studio. I have a good friend of mine, Dennis Galuzzo, a pharmacist, one of the co-owners of Family Medical Pharmacy. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Robbie. Thank you for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm so glad you joined us. And you know what? I met you because basically I moved into the neighborhood of where your pharmacy was. And, you know, I just have to say that you and Mike Rossi are unbelievable. Family Medical Pharmacy truly does treat you like family. We get all of our medications and you know, for myself, my family, and my mom. And I can't believe you guys, I didn't think anyone like you existed before, you know, really. You guys really go above and beyond the call of duty, and I truly mean that sincerely. I'm so grateful to have you there to tell us, you know, what medications interact with each other and all the, go above, you really go above and beyond just telling us what we need to know.
Well, thank you so much. We try to be the old-fashioned community pharmacy where people can come and be treated. Just like family.
It's true. It's absolutely true. So, Dennis, you are an executive director of the Pharmacists Association of Western New York, the pharmacist on the Erie County Board of Health, and, as I said, co-owner of Family Medical Pharmacy, and along with Mike Rossi, who's also there. And I know you're first community pharmacist in the U.S. to give the Fit to a T talk sanctioned by the U.S. Bone and Joint Initiative. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
It sounds impressive.
It's a very interesting program.
Yeah, I want to hear more about that in a second. But, you know, I thought it would be great to have you on the show today because I know that I have, in the last couple of weeks, had a lot of questions about the rumors about why calcium supplements can put us at risk for heart problems. And we'll get to that later.
Okay.
I do want to talk about that because, you know, over the last couple of weeks, I've had quite a few questions about that. But, you know, what does Fit to a T stand for?
Well, the Fit to a T talk is a public awareness program that talks about the impact of osteoporosis and bone health and the diagnosis and treatment and prevention of osteoporosis. Actually, the T in the word fit to, in the phrase Fit to a T represents a T score. Now, a T score is a number that results from having a bone density scan test done or a DEXA scan done on your body, and it's a measure of just how strong our bones are. So we get Fit to a T for the talk. You know, Robbie, most of us now know what our blood pressure is. Most of us know what our cholesterol is. Most of us know what our weight is. Those are all great and good health indicators. But we need to know what our T-score is as well. And as we raise awareness of the necessity of healthy bones, people will learn more about what their T-score is by getting bone scans. And that's something within the next 10 years we feel people will all know.
And what age should people start getting bone density tests?
Well, bone health is important. It's a very essential for an active lifestyle in our older years. So unlike, you know, osteoarthritis, where our joints become more painful, with osteoporosis, which means porous bones, or osteopenia, which means weak bones, we don't feel our bones becoming weaker. And pain is not a factor until we actually break a bone. That's why awareness and prevention is the key. But right now, I just want to talk about the fact that one in four men and one out of every two women will experience a bone fracture due to this disease at some point in their life. So shockingly, one-third of the men affected will not survive after 1 year, and over 20% of all other adults who suffer a hip fracture die within 1 year.
My gosh.
Yeah, we spend over $17 billion a year in the United States on osteoporosis.
Oh.
And related fractures. And just to put that in perspective, people that have congestive heart failure, we spend about $8 billion on that. And people with asthma, we spend about $9 billion on that. So osteoporosis yearly, we spend more on osteoporosis yearly than we do on both diseases combined. And regarding, you know, heart attacks, you know, there's 500,000 heart attacks a year, and there's over 200,000 breast cancers reported a year.
Right.
Do you know there are over 2 million osteoporotic bone fractures being reported every year in the United States?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Well, you know, I mean, this is something, as you said, you know, it's not just important for women to understand. It's important for men as well. And I don't think a lot of men even think about that. I mean, I see and talk to men all the time. It's mostly the women that are asking me about calcium and why it's important. So we'll get into that in a second. But I just want to say, if you're just joining us, you're on with The Raw Truth. I'm Robbie Raw. And Dennis Galuzzo, who is a pharmacist at Family Medical Pharmacy, he's the co-owner with Mike Rossi over there. He's joined me in the studios today. And basically, you know, I know for myself over the years, I've advocated, you know, a healthy lifestyle for people to help prevent, you know, osteoporosis. And, of course, exercise and you know, good diet is paramount for everyone. You know, weight-bearing activities are so important. And people don't understand that, you know, weight-bearing activities can be as easy as walking, but not
Absolutely.
Some, you know, but not necessarily cycling or swimming or things like that, you know. So it's important for people to understand that, you know, when you eat right and you exercise and you're living that healthy lifestyle, you can help prevent osteoporosis. And I always tell my clients that, you know what, ideally we want you to get your nutrients from food. But sometimes that's not possible, is it, Dennis? We can't get all of our nutrients from food.
No, you're absolutely right about what you're talking about. That is exactly where you come in, Robbie, with all of the information that you give out, promoting exercise, good nutrition, supplements, and a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that prevent it, I'll get into where you were asking me that question about what age. Smoking. People shouldn't smoke. That will help stop osteoporosis from occurring. No more than 2 alcoholic drinks a day. Caffeine should be limited to less than 4 cups a day. People don't realize that over 4 cups a day, you will actually lose calcium through your kidneys. Exercising at least 30 minutes a day for adults. Interestingly, children need over an hour of exercise a day. So the, you know, the couch potatoes with the video, they're actually hurting themselves from creating their bone bank. And to take calcium and vitamin D supplements is very important. But here we go. Women over 65, men over 50, anybody with a risk factor such as low hormonal levels, whether it's low estrogen or low testosterone, any digestive order, anybody that's on certain meds like steroids or thyroid medicine or chemo medication, people weighing less than 127 pounds, or if you lose height, you should have a DEXA scan. Those are the people that need to know what their T-score is. They need to know that if their T-score is less than -1 to -2.5, that means you have osteopenia, which is weak bones. And if it's less than 2.5, then it's considered osteoporosis, and you are at risk of a bone fracture. So there you go. That's the question that you asked me earlier about
right.
What age should you be getting this at. It's more about age and factors, other factors involved. You have to be your best health advocate, get informed, and let your doctor know what you need.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, most of the people listening to the show right now are people who are, you know, striving to be fit and healthy and, you know, live that abundant life that God's intended for us. And so, you know, when we come back from break, we're going to be talking more about this and how that they can do that through their lifestyle habits and also through, calcium supplements. And we'll talk about vitamin D and the whole thing. So once again, you're on with The Raw Truth. When we come back, we'll take your questions or comments, 883-5000. That's 883-5000 locally outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848, 1-800-684-2848. Everyone who calls in today, your name will go in a hat. You'll have a chance to win at the end of the month a 3-month membership from the Buffalo Athletic Club. So stay with us.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shackin Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shackin specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shackin for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hey everybody, there's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that, too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we're back live in the studio here in a glorious, glorious day in Buffalo, New York, with the Ride for Roswell going on. I have Dennis Galuzzo in the studio with me, a pharmacist and co-owner with Mike Rossi of Family Medical Pharmacy, the only place I go for my family's medication. And, you know, our phone lines are open if you want to have any questions or comments. We're talking about calcium and vitamin D and how to prevent osteoporosis and osteopenia. And the phone lines are open, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And Sharon, we'll go right to you in just a second. I see you on the line there. But, you know, my gosh, you know, so I don't think, Dennis, that people really realize that smoking affects their calcium. Smoking, you know, affects their bone density, right. You know, and you suggested not more than the guidelines are not more than two alcoholic or caffeine containing drinks per day.
Correct.
That also affects their calcium, and you lose calcium over four cups, you said.
Yeah, over four cups a day of calcium, you'll actually lose calcium through your kidneys. You'll urinate it out.
Wow. I knew that, you know, pop leached calcium out of your bones, and I didn't know about the smoking and all that. And my gosh, we'll be talking more about this, but I want to go right to the phones here because Sharon from West Seneca is on. And good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in. Did you have a question?
Okay. Well, I'm 54 years old, and I haven't exercised for many years. I do realize all the important factors of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's in my thoughts all the time, Robbie, and I just don't know how to get myself motivated and where to start. And I do want to say also I do have much healthier eating habits. I really don't have any treats in the house. You know, on rare occasion I'll allow myself to have something like that, and I just got excellent blood work results back. So I'm in, you know, really good health right now, but I understand, you know, with training and everything to keep my bones strong is what you're talking about and just get healthy overall. Again, I don't know where to get started.
Well, you know what, Sharon? The best way to start is to start, honestly. I mean, start
okay.
today. You know, the thing is, it not just for, you know, your bones that we're talking about today, but overall health. It's so, so important. And I tell my clients, you know, you can spend a lot of time and money and pain, treating disease, and taking medication, or you can spend a little time, a little money, preventing disease by exercising and eating right. I mean, either way, you're going to spend the time and the money. It's whether or not you're going to treat disease or prevent disease. And really, a healthy lifestyle of exercise and eating right is paramount. It goes together. You can't just eat right and not exercise, and you can't just exercise and not eat right to be healthy and fit. It really does go hand in hand. And, you know, the older you get, the more you realize that you can't just do one or the other. You know, when you're in your 20s, you can get away with not exercising and not eating right and look like you work out and you eat right.
Exactly. I used to be like that. Believe me, I was so fortunate.
Yeah.
I mean, I could eat anything I wanted, and I did exercise, bike riding, swimming, and that kind of thing, but not every day.
Right.
And now it's like, even though I do eat properly, for the most part, you know, I know I'm not the healthiest I could be. So.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So just do something, right? Just.
you know that you need to do it. And
I do.
You know, today is a glorious day. Get out there and start walking. A minimum of 30 minutes per day and build up to 60 minutes per day most days of the week. I mean, really, it's beautiful out right now, so there's absolutely no excuses. Dennis, did you have something you wanted
to say? Well, I was going to say the very same thing. My wife does this every night, whether I like it or not. She goes for a 20, 30-minute walk every night.
Yeah.
And I force myself. I have the same problem you do. I force myself every at least two or three times a week to go. I actually have to have a trainer, because if I didn't have a trainer, I wouldn't go in and do it. But at 7 o'clock, a couple times a week, I go and I do weight-bearing exercises with a trainer. You just have to get into the routine of doing it. And Robbie's always got excellent advice for that. Right on the money.
Well, thank you. And Sharon, you'll feel so much better
afterwards. Just like eating and drinking water and all those good things, it just should become that kind of reality.
You know what? I tell people, exactly, and I tell people, you know, take it hour by hour in your day, you know? And you feel so much better when you wake up and when you go to bed. I know you can do it because you're listening to the show, therefore I know you're interested.
Yeah, I have the desire.
Yeah, you said you're thinking about it all the time, so just do it.
Yeah, and I also just think even that, just being more obedient in that area.
Yes.
I found in other things, just being more obedient brings me closer to God.
That's right. And
because
these
are the things he desires for us too.
Exactly. We need to take care of our temple, and one of the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. God wants us to have self-control in all areas of our life, whether it's through our eating habits, fighting temptation, everything else. And that discipline, that self-control that you have will infiltrate in other areas of your life. So,
I believe it.
Sharon, I am so glad you called in
pray
today.
Pray for me, please.
I will, Sharon. And you know what? Keep listening, and your name will be put in the hat. You'll have a chance to win a 3-month membership of the Buffalo Athletic Club, and then no excuses.
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be a blessing?
Oh, God bless you, Sharon.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So you know, we were talking about how to, prevent losing calcium through your kidneys and all of the different ways that we talked about, no smoking and the alcohol and pop and caffeine and making sure that we exercise. So, Dennis, how much calcium and vitamin D do we need each day for our healthy bones? Tell our listeners.
Well, the National Osteoporosis Foundation has the latest recommendations, and men and women under 50 need at least 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day. And if you're over 50, you need 1,200 milligrams, 1,200 milligrams of calcium a day. And interestingly enough, children ages 9 through 18 need to have 1,300 milligrams a day to build their bone bank. And adults under 50 need about 400 to 800 international units of vitamin D daily as well, and whereas adults over 50 need to have 800 to 1,000 international units a day of vitamin D as well.
So men and women under 50 need 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day, and over 50, you need 1,200 milligrams a day daily, but that can't be absorbed all at one time.
No.
I know that, you know, we can only absorb between 300 and 400.
Between 300 and 500 milligrams of calcium at any one particular point in time.
Right. So they should split it up. But, you know, it's interesting, as you said, that children between 9 and 18 need at least 13 milligrams a day to build their bone bank. And contrary to what the Dairy Council wants us to believe, we don't need dairy for calcium, although there are some good sources of dairy, but we don't need dairy for calcium. And, you know, there's many vegetarians and vegans listening to this right now that I know, understand that. But if you don't know where to get your calcium from, and we'll be talking about where to get it from your food sources, having that, you know, supplementation is so important. As you said, adults under 50 need 400 to 800 units of vitamin D daily, and adults over 50 need 800 to 1,000 units daily. And explain why they need vitamin D with the calcium, and here in Buffalo, New York, even more important.
Yeah, vitamin D is very important. Vitamin D actually helps calcium get absorbed into our body. And when you are over 50, your ability actually to make vitamin D in your skin from exposure to sun diminishes, because we live in the north, we get less sun, and because we all use sunscreens to prevent cancer from sun damage, our ability to utilize the sun where you need to have 10 to 15 minutes worth of sun a day to create vitamin D is also diminished. So sunscreens, you have to remember, completely block vitamin D from being converted in our skin. Unlike calcium, it is difficult to absorb vitamin D through your diet. So adults on an average need about 1,000 international units of vitamin D a day to be taken actually as a supplement. Everyone here in Western New York should have a test done to find out what their blood level is of vitamin D. It's very important. There's a controversy over the recommended intake, but most recently, the National Osteoporosis Foundation recommends what we just said, over 50, 800 to 1,000 milligrams a day. And that is why periodically we at Family Medical Pharmacy give vitamin D away. So if they look on our Facebook page for Family Medical Pharmacy, we'll actually have a coupon there where they can get a free vitamin D from Family Medical Pharmacy, and I'll definitely put that back on Monday. So that answers your question about vitamin D. You said something to me earlier about calcium and heart problems.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I want to get into that in a second. But just to remind people, if you're just joining us right now, you're on with The Raw Truth. And Dennis Galuzzo, who is a pharmacist from Family Medical Pharmacy, is a co-owner along with Mike Rossi. The pharmacy that treats you like family. I know. I can attest to that. My whole family goes there, and I get all my moms. I love when I go in there, Dennis, and you guys are like, how's your mom? I mean, who asks how your mom is? I think they met my mom twice because she's 90. I can't bring her in there very often. But you guys are, you know, my gosh, I have your cell numbers, everything else. You're wonderful. I love that. I love that about Family Medical Pharmacy. But when we come back from break, we want to hear from you if you have any questions or comments about calcium, vitamin D, even vitamin K, how it's all related and how we need to make sure that, you know, we're eating the foods that give you those nutrients that you need and how we can't really get all of our foods or all of our nutrients through the foods. That's why it's important for some of us to take supplements. So, again, The Raw Truth, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. In just a second, we're going to listen to our endorsed sponsors. By the way, you can find out about all of my endorsed sponsors by going to my website, www.robbieraw.com. It's got all of my sponsors listed there and how to contact them. And if you're interested in being an endorsed sponsor, you can contact me again by going to robbieraw.com. So we'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me because I go to Morisella Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisella Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
You come home from a long day, and the last thing you want is to spend time making meals. But we know how important it is to be prepared. There's a way to save time and eat healthy. It's Chef Bink's Seasons Healthy Meal System. You get fresh, never frozen meals prepared and delivered right to your home. The meals change daily, keeping your healthy lifestyle tasty and different. It's like having your own personal chef. Go to chefbinks.com and let them know you heard it on The Raw Truth.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
Live in the WDCX studios, I'm Robbie Raw. I'm on with Dennis Galuzzo, a pharmacist and co-owner of Family Medical Pharmacy, the pharmacy that treats you like family. And I am just so grateful that you guys are around. I mean, there's no way. You know what? I just want to say this. I know a lot of people will get one medication from one pharmacy, and then they'll go to another pharmacy and get another medication. Then they'll go to the supermarket and get another medication. And isn't it true? I mean, the pharmacists all don't know what that person is taking from all different places, where that's why you should stay with one pharmacist, one pharmacy, where all of your records are, correct?
Yes, Robbie, you couldn't be more exact on that. The problem is people look for cash prices sometimes, and they should ask their pharmacist. And we do this at Family Medical Pharmacy. We'll meet or beat anybody's cash price.
Wow.
Just to keep our people there, because one of the big things is very important is that interactions are actually monitored by our computers, and we could not possibly know every interaction there is between drugs. Pharmacists,
right.
There's too many drugs on the market. We could not possibly know that. So our computers do that work for us, and if you go to another pharmacy and you pay cash somewhere, the problem is if that's not on your profile, I will not know that you've taken it, and if there could be a fatal interaction between that medication and the medication that you're on chronically, be very aware of that. Go to one pharmacy. You said that. That is absolutely perfect to say.
Right. And, you know, I mean, I realize that because it's so important. I've heard of people having fatal, you know, interactions with medication. And, of course, as a nurse, I'm well aware of the contraindications that medications may have, not only with other medications, but with herbal supplements and
right.
everything else. So
exactly.
I love that you guys are so
on
top of that.
That's a good segue into what we talked about with calcium.
Mm-hmm.
When people that are on Nexium or Protonix or any kind of acid-reducing medication, even Pepcid or Tums, what happens is any kind of medicine that lowers your acid in your stomach will make it harder for you to absorb calcium.
Oh, wow.
So you can't take calcium carbonate. You have to take calcium citrate. So your pharmacist can point that out to you. We have that out in our store all the time. If you're on any acid-reducing medicine, there's a perfect interaction that people don't know about. You need to take calcium citrate in order to absorb that calcium.
You know, I don't even think, and I, you know, hate to say this, but I have heard so many times from my clients that their doctors have not told them some information that they need to know, or have done, you know, blood studies on their vitamin D or whatever. You know, it's so, so important that you be a health advocate for yourself. So if your doctor's not ordering, you know, vitamin D because for whatever reason that didn't come to their mind, or they don't know the interaction of some medications that other doctors may be giving you, that's where the pharmacist comes in, and that's why it's so important to have, you know, it's a paramount to have someone like you, Dennis, and Mike at Family Medical Pharmacy who really knows their stuff, and it takes the time. You know, a lot of pharmacists know, but they don't take the time, and that's what I love about
Family Medical
Pharmacy.
Sometimes they're not afforded the time, whereas in a
right.
small community pharmacy like ours, we make sure we have enough people there to help us so that we can take the time with you when we need to.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Anyway, if you're listening right now, we are talking about calcium and vitamin D, and you can call in with your questions or comments, 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. We're streaming live worldwide on WDCXFM.com. I know, you know, just from my clients who are interested in health and fitness and wellness, a lot of the questions that I get are centered around calcium. So how, we were talking about really recently in the media, there were rumors that taking a calcium tablet could put us at risk at heart problems. Is that true, Dennis, and what should we do about that?
Well, many studies have come out within the last couple of years, but they are conflicting, and there has not been a general guideline regarding them as of yet. The evidence is insufficient to conclude that calcium supplements can cause adverse cardiovascular events. They are, however, being very scrutinized. They're being scrutinized by the many organizations responsible for giving us general guidelines, such as the National Osteoporosis Foundation. And these studies reflect concerns that patients using only, and I emphasize being on using only supplemental tablets, may have increased risk of heart problems. That is why when we give our Fit to a Tea Talk, always recommend getting most of our calcium from diet and use only those supplemental tablets to bump up to the minimum required for your specific age.
Yeah, you know, I don't think people realize that, you know, they can overdose on certain supplements. Of course, fat-soluble supplements that we could have another show on, Dennis.
Yeah, but, we can do that.
You know, it's important also that sometimes you can't always take as truth what you read in the media, you know, and this is a perfect example, you know. So insufficient, research or information, we got to take it with a grain of salt. So we do have a call. Once again, remember, if we only have about 20 minutes left of the show here, but locally, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848, on with Dennis Galuzzo, pharmacist from Family Medical Pharmacy. And we'll go right to Mary from Cheektowaga. You're on with the Raw Truth. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a question in regard to calcium supplements for Dennis Galuzzo. And this is my question is in regard to the journals that were just recently published in the British Medical Journal from the Journal of Heart. And the first one is entitled Calcium Supplements Bad for the Heart, and the second one is called Calcium and Cardiovascular Disease.
Okay.
And they're kind of indicating that possible cardiovascular events like a stroke or a heart attack could be more prominent for women. I'm over 50, I'm almost 60. And I am concerned because I've been pretty religious with taking my calcium supplements and exercising and everything over the years.
Yeah.
But I am on one of those acid drugs that you were just discussing.
Acid-reducing drugs, yes.
And I do have osteopenia, and I am concerned. I do see a cardiologist for, and I asked her about it, and she told me that she gets all of her calcium through her diet. And I have different issues, you know, with the osteopenia thing going on.
Well, what you're talking about is funny. I'm in the same boat. So when you have osteopenia and you're worried about the calcium, having a heart problem, just previous to this, we made sure that you know that the evidence is insufficient to conclude that those calcium supplements can cause adverse cardiovascular events. But that being said, you should be getting most of your calcium from your diet. You should try to get most of it from having three or four of these kinds of things, like a cup of milk is 300 milligrams of calcium. 1.5 ounces of cheese has 300 milligrams of calcium. Yogurt has 300 milligrams of calcium. 8 ounces of fortified orange juice has 300 milligrams of calcium. A cup of broccoli has 200 milligrams of calcium. Sardines and salmon have over 300 milligrams of calcium per serving. So if you eat at least three of those a day and take one tablet, you should be getting enough as an adult of the calcium that you need. Now, one thing that you should remember, as I said before, if you're on a low calcium, if you're on a low acid product like Zantac or Nexium, whatever it is, you should make sure you use calcium citrate for that. But then I always tell people, read the labels. If you look at the back of your calcium bottle, it'll say what your serving size is. A lot of times it'll say on the front 600 milligrams of calcium, but that might be two tablets.
Right.
So you have to look at that. Mm-hmm. So get most of your calcium from your diet, read your labels, use a calcium chart. Now, the Surgeon General has a booklet on bone health and osteoporosis, and you can get a copy of that by calling 1-866-718-BONE, B-O-N-E. That's 1-866-718-BONE. B-O-N-E. It has all the recommendations that you need to know about bone health, and it has a calcium chart in there that's terrific. So remember, you can only absorb about 300 to 500 milligrams at a time of calcium, so you need to space out your calcium. And then obviously people that are lactose intolerant need to take calcium from other forms, such as broccoli. Fortified orange juice is great. Fish like salmon or sardines, beans, and other vegetables like turnip greens or collard greens. And those people may need more supplemental tablets, but they should not fear taking supplemental tablets because the general guidelines have not come out to say supplemental tablets are bad. They're good.
Right.
There's no proof that they're bad. So make sure that you get most of your calcium from your diet, and the rest of it, bump up what you need for your age group with your calcium supplements. Don't be afraid to take them.
Thank you. And what was the name of that booklet that I would ask for through
It's
that
actually
phone
called The Surgeon's General Report on Bone Health and Osteoporosis, What It Means to You. And also, people can get it by calling the National Institute of Health Osteoporosis and Related Bone Diseases. It's a toll-free number. It's 1-800-624-2663. That's 1-800-624-2663. Or they can go to www.osteo.org. And I'm going to leave this with Robbie because she probably will have more calls afterwards, and she'll have this booklet available for people.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling in, Mary. You know, I just want to say, if you just Google about calcium supplements and, you know, the risk of heart attack, you'll see that the reports are mixed and they're inconclusive. So just Google it, you know.
I did, and it brought up a lot of upsetting information.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be upset. Listen
to the experts over here, okay? All right, thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Your name will go in a hat, and you'll have a chance to win a three-month membership to the Buffalo Athletic Club. So thank you for calling in. Keep listening.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, so we have another caller. Kristen, stay on because we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors in just a moment. And this is such great information. You need to stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results at the gym. You're working hard day after day, class after class, but something isn't working. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people in the gym on how to transform their body. But the results only come with a combination of exercise and a diet that increases muscle mass and decreases body fat. I'll engage you with all the tools you'll need to see the results you've been working so hard for in the gym. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you'll learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will get you on the right path to reach your health and fitness goals. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
You have the ability to improve and change your life. So what's holding you back? You're probably focusing on your habits instead of your thoughts. Hi, I'm John Camerano, your Christian life coach. People are attempting to change their actions, yet wisdom tells us be transformed by renewing your mind. Call me today at 716-406-2131 to learn how to biblically achieve life-changing results. The battle is in what you think more than what you do. Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shackin Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shackin specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shackin for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on the Raw Truth.
Hey everybody, there's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting robbieraw.com.
And we're back. Boy, we have a lot of calls today, and that's great. We're on with the Raw Truth here, and pharmacist Dennis Galuzzo joins me from Family Medical Pharmacy. He's one of the co-owners with Mike Rossi over there. Awesome pharmacy that treats you like family. And so we've had a ton of calls, but I know Kristen has been on hold here. Kristen, good morning. You're on with the Raw Truth.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I was glad I caught you guys.
Okay, well, I'm glad, too. Do you have a question?
I take thyroid medication, and I've consulted different people, not necessarily asked the doctor regarding calcium not to take them within 2 hours. I'm just kind of wondering if that's just supplements or if that's also foods with calcium.
Oh, yeah. Thyroid medication should always be taken on an empty stomach first thing in the morning. And the problem with calcium and other supplements that have minerals in them will actually bind the thyroid in your intestinal tract and not let it be absorbed. So you definitely should take your thyroid medication on an empty stomach. Was that your general question? I believe that was her.
She may.
Well, at any rate, just remember that people that are on steroids, epileptic drugs, or chemotherapy drugs, or thyroid medications, they have to be aware of how to take those, and it will affect just exactly what's going on in their body. Thyroid medication should be taken on an empty stomach. Calcium will bind with it, so you have to take your calcium away from that. Remember, the thyroid is the master gland for metabolism, and if somebody had their thyroid removed and they have to take thyroid medication, if the doctor should nick the parathyroid gland, or if the parathyroid gland was removed, they would need copious amounts of calcium. So parathyroid is very important in how our body takes care of calcium in our blood and our body and how it gets converted. So just be very aware of the fact that anything going on, you should definitely talk to your physician about, especially if you're on any of those drugs.
Right. Physician and pharmacist, right,
okay,
Dennis?
Yeah. We're the go-to guys.
Kristen, thank you for calling in. I know that the call got dropped, but we'll put your name in the hat, and you'll have that chance to win the 3-month membership for the Buffalo Athletic Club. And Omar from Amherst, we're going right to you. Good morning, Omar. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, thank you.
Oh, great. And you had a question?
Yes, my question, I actually take vitamin D3 daily. And I want to know typically the amount I should take versus if I should take that or vitamin D2.
Yeah, actually, vitamin D3 is really the only product on the market right now, and that's the only recommended product. I think years ago, vitamin D2 was on the market. I really don't know much about D2, but I do know that the drug of choice is vitamin D3, and if you're over 50, you have to take 1,000 international units a day, and it should be as a supplement because it's very hard to get vitamin D from food sources, but some of the food sources are egg yolks and fish and liver and fortified dairy products. But if you're under 50, you sound like you're a real young guy. Under 50, you have to take 400 to 800 international units of vitamin D.
And there's a controversy over a recommended intake, but...
Exactly. That was going to be one of my next questions because I've heard mixed, you know, opinions on the dosage to take.
Yes, that's true. Years ago, it was like 400 international units, and then it was over 70 versus under 70. But the newest National Osteoporosis Foundation recommendations are exactly what we've been saying. If you're under 50, you have to take 400 to 800 international units a day. And if you're over 50, you should take 800 to 1,000 milligrams a day. You should take that as a supplement. And one of the things I found out that when people come to my store and say, well, I take vitamin D, I always ask them how much. Because some people are taking, because of this controversy, some people are taking 2,000. Some people are taking 4,000. You've got to remember, everything over 4,000 international units of vitamin D a day is toxic. Do not take more than that unless it's recommended by your physician. Now, I had a vitamin D level taken, and I found out that I was low in vitamin D, even though I'm a fisherman and I get out in the sun because I use sunscreens. I don't convert that vitamin D, so I needed vitamin D. But I take a prescription. It's 50,000 international units once a week. But you only do that for a certain amount of weeks, and then you have to have a blood test done. So that's why we recommend everybody in Western New York, no matter how much sun you get or what you're doing, you should have a blood level done on your vitamin D. Very important, Omar.
Okay. So basically taking 3,000 a day obviously is not a good idea.
Not a good idea unless your physician tells you you have to take it, and then a blood test should be taken after about 6 to 8 weeks. Because if you're taking more than 1,000 international units a day, you could be getting an overdose. Remember, 4,000 international units a day is toxic unless your doctor prescribes it for a specific amount of time. And then you always have to have that blood test done. So make sure you get that blood test.
Omar, thank you for calling in. Go to Family Medical Pharmacy with all of your needs because I'll tell you, they're on top of it. And your name will go in a hat today once again. So thank you so much. God bless you. Thanks for calling in. and we have another call. But, my gosh, there's so much information, and the show's going very, very fast here. You know, before I forget, I just want to reiterate that people can get a hold of you and Mike Rossi at Family Medical Pharmacy, 568-0800. And you have a couple locations, right, Dennis?
No, we actually have one location.
Oh,
but
one location.
They can also contact us at the Pharmacists Association of Western New York at 564-0860. But our one location is Family Medical Pharmacy in the Dash's Supermarket Plaza at Hopkins and Klein in Williamsville. Mm-hmm. But we go all over the place, and we take care of people with free deliveries and everything. So if they need us, they can get to us. It's 568-0800. Please call if you have any questions about this in the future.
And the free deliveries are important because there's a lot of elderly patients that can't get out. And Bob, we're coming right to you in just a second on the line. But I just also want to mention that you're one of the sponsors of my Raw Truth show with Brenda Lacey on another network. And, you know, so many questions have come, you know, to me just because of that, you know, sponsorship there, too. So there's, I mean, gosh, there's a lot of people who need this information. So let's go to the lines because the time is going fast here. Bob from Cheektowaga. You're on with the Raw Truth.
Yes, my sister's got rheumatoid arthritis, and the doctor she's got put her on chemotherapy medication, which is making her extremely sick. Just wondering, is there anything that could be better than that type of medication for rheumatoid arthritis?
Okay, that's very important. You know, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, obviously shouldn't be confused with osteoporosis or osteopenia. Osteoarthritis or rheumatoid arthritis are very painful diseases. And sometimes one of the last drugs of choice is chemotherapy product called methotrexate. Methotrexate is a very strong drug, and it can affect your kidneys. You definitely have to take methotrexate with a supplement of folic acid. And you need to drink 6 to 8 glasses of water a day, even more, to help flush out that medication from the kidneys so your kidneys aren't damaged. Is it good or bad? I'll tell you, it works for a lot of people. Rheumatoid arthritis is a very painful, inflammatory disease, and sometimes methotrexate is really the last drug of choice. It is a chemotherapy drug. Don't be afraid of it. If taken right, talk to your pharmacist. They're the go-to people. Make sure you know exactly how she has to take that. And sometimes they bump that up to like 5 tablets a week. They start them low at 3 or 4 tablets a week. Whatever it is, make sure water is very important and folic acid to protect their body against the bad effects of methotrexate.
And, Bob, don't forget, it's not a bad thing to get second opinions, you know, on different information from your doctor. So it's not a bad thing. But I'm so glad that you called in today, Bob, and keep listening to The Raw Truth, and your name will go in a hat once again for a chance to win that 3-month membership at the Buffalo Athletic Club. All right?
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up for me because I said there's got to be something better because that's really making her sick.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's things you can do to help stop that. Make sure she takes it with food. Make sure she drinks plenty of water. Make sure she gets that folic acid and then consult the physician about how it's affecting her, making her sick, and so forth. That can be, there's other things you can do to help out.
So thank you so much, Bob, for calling in, and God bless you.
Okay, God bless.
Okay. So, you know, our show is coming to a close here, but, you know, I think that we got the point across, Dennis, that everybody from birth to adult needs calcium for healthy bones, and they should be their own health advocate, ask their doctor about vitamin D levels, hormonal levels, and bone scans, especially if you have risk factors, like you said, over 50, you know, all kinds of possibilities can lead to fractures and loss of bone, including caffeine and smoking and all the things we mentioned. We're going to have you on again, Dennis.
Oh, that's great.
Way too much information here.
Okay.
And so, once again, if you want to get a hold of Dennis at Family Medical Pharmacy, 568-0800. Again, Family Medical Pharmacy, the pharmacy that treats you like family. I'm so glad you joined us today.
Thank
you. I want to take a few minutes to just thank our incredible endorsed sponsors, Dr. Ortman Nabi from All Care for Women, Integrity Auto Service, don't go anywhere else, Home Run Creative Services, who created my website and has also created my videos, which will be out at the end of July, Morisel Salon, Mitchell and his staff gave me that look for my active lifestyle. Also, we have Dr. Shackin and the Aesthetic Associates Center. My goodness gracious, feel great, look great from the inside out. I want to thank Michael and Carrie today. Without them, this show would never go on. And I want all of you to stay focused this week. make wise, healthy choices. Remember that God commands us in the fruit of the Spirit to have discipline, self-control, and to persevere. And thanks for listening to The Raw Truth. I'm Robbie Raw. I'll see you right back here next week. Keep fit, eat clean, and God bless.